Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, a subpar host of the show.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you really Mark Lawrence?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say
I know him. He's strikingly handsome. You're not?
I know with this beard. April keeps looking at it saying, when? Get this hunting season over. I'm tired of it. All right. So, yes, I'm Mark Lawrence, not as handsome as I am sometimes. Mr. Joe McGranahan.
Shave it off and you will be again.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's incentive right there. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. He's the mayor of Shamokin Dam. Pop is his favorite title. They call him that at the dinner table. And he is, what, head of the state?
I'm not head of
it. You're not the head of anything. No. He's not even the head of household.
I'm the tail of quite a few things.
He's the butt of quite a few jokes, so we appreciate him coming in after that auspicious introduction. Mr. Rob Center, of course, the...
Somewhat worse than your usual standard, but that's okay.
Well, I was going to make you in charge of the global tsunami response, right. But you always deny that, so why should I even bother? Rob Center's on the other side of the glass. Fabulous producer. That's the hat he likes to wear, so we very much appreciate his hard work each and every day. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, we invite you to sign up. We don't get much from it, so we don't do anything that it benefits us. But what it does is a form of outreach to you, where we get to send you a quick text message to your cell phone or pager. Has a link there for you to follow so you can find out what's going on, but includes just a few words about a road that might be closed. For example, we might send out a text connect about an accident on Route 15 right now, so we'll let you know about that in one split second. But text connect, sign up at WKOK.com. Now, Route 15 is open at the scene of a no-injury tractor-trailer off-the-road accident in Union County. It's just north of River Road. River Road and Route 15, a semi's in a ditch. A power line is down there. There's traffic slow-ups, but traffic getting by in both directions. So we appreciate our good texters sending some information there. Let's look at another text that came in. The right lane is slow with debris. It's down to one lane in each direction. It just happened, said one of our listeners, at 8:23 this morning. So a tractor-trailer off the road there. So we appreciate her sending that to us. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. This is the On the Mark program, so we invite you to call us. And the way that you do that is you use that hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. We should probably finish up emails, two of which relate to the shutdown and the wall. That was kind of the commingled topic we had going yesterday. Joe, if you would, please.
Right, says, good morning. Build a $5 billion wall. Our national debt already is up $2 trillion, more in 2 years, thanks to Trump. I say, if you're working and not getting paid, sign up for unemployment. Thanks, underground tunnels are real. Okay.
Okay, well, maybe to get under the wall.
There was no punctuation there, so I couldn't understand why. Thanks, underground tunnels
Thanks.
Are real. Thanks, underground tunnels are real.
Well, yeah, that's how some illegal people cross the border illegally, I guess, is using tunnels. So if you have a wall, they'll tunnel under it. So I guess that's the suggestion.
Well, the president's going to talk to us tonight.
I heard about that.
About security. And then we have another one that says, why are they working there if it's so dangerous? And we said, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about federal prison guards yesterday and the fact that they weren't getting paid. Are you going to have any little trouble over there?
I have this video that we want to play ready to go, but I guess after 30 seconds it plays on its own. So
I'll read this.
In a second. No, take your time.
Why are they working there if it's so dangerous? Probably for the high wages and federal benefits. If they are in such dire terror while at their job, they should go somewhere else to work. Disgusting.
I think that's one way to look at it. But I think the other way to look at it is that they're doing an important duty that we need done. Their compensation should be satisfactory, and the pay should be ongoing. And it is a job
How
that we need
done.
How much
would you want paid for doing that kind of work? I wouldn't want that job.
Oh, I don't know. See, I don't do well when I'm under stress. And I know these guys are anxious and stressed all the time.
Oh,
because
sure. They're in stressful situations.
You know, the inmates are out to get them in many cases, especially at Lewisburg proper. Less so at the
Allenwood
complex, but there's some individuals up there too. I don't do that well when you're always tense. You know, I can always tell here when things get super busy in the newsroom or election time when things kind of ramp up around here, and I don't like that feeling. So it's a hard job to do. In some ways, it takes the stamina of somebody who's between, 20 and 40 years old to really attack it the way it needs to be done to stay safe. And
I agree completely.
I give them all the credit in the world, these federal prison guards. They're fighting a war every day we don't think about. You know, we kind of don't keep it top of the mind what they're up against. But I happen to know some of the prison guards and talk to them about what goes on there. And every so often, the prison offers tours for reporters and gives you some sense. And it's a difficult situation. Then they show you videos of some incidents that have happened up there or videos of routine dealings, how they deal with some inmates who are very dead set against the guards and want to hurt them any way they can. And, they have to be encountered with three or four correction officers in full gear every single time for anything, to transfer them to an open area or to take care of some unmet need or, search the cell or whatever it happens to be. It's a difficult job. I give them all the credit. And our listener suggests if they don't like it, they should do another job. And that is, to quit is definitely one mindset that a lot of people have around here.
An option, certainly.
Right. But these guys aren't quitters. And neither are the women that are... I'm sorry.
It's starting to play again. You've taken too long to get to that point.
Right. So, yeah, these guys don't just quit. That's not their thing.
No, and it is, as you point out, it's a dangerous, difficult job, and they deserve to be paid. And the fact that I'm surprised they're not considered essential personnel, because the alternative would be absolute chaos.
Well, they have to show up. They're that essential. They have to show up.
Well, essential people should be paid, no matter what. I mean, if the government doesn't have a budget, if you're essential to the government keeping our business going, you should be paid. In any event, the president is speaking tonight on border security, which ties in to the fact that the government is shut down at the moment, or at least partially shut down. And I was scrolling around this morning, and I know I'm accused of being a Fox News devotee, but I also spend a certain amount of time each day with MSNBC and CNN. This morning on CNN's website, I noticed there was a story saying network executive worries about giving Trump airtime. And they're quoting this anonymous executive. And what he had to say, according to them, is fascinating.
All right, so this is Jake Tapper hosting his show. He does have some guests. We don't really need to get into the guests, but this is what we're talking about. An anonymous executive says the reporters are in a quandary, or the networks are in a quandary.
I'm going to take the president's address. The networks have not decided what they're going to do. One network TV executive telling Brian Stelter of CNN, quote, "He calls us fake news all the time, but needs access to airwaves. If we give him the time, he'll deliver a fact-free screed without rebuttal. And if we don't give him the time, he'll call every network partisan. So we're damned if we do and damned if we don't." That is not me saying that. That is an anonymous, and I understand why, network TV executive. What do you think? Should the networks take it?
Anonymous. I love that.
But I think they should do it on a separate.
Okay. An anonymous TV executive. Because don't you normally want to be able to quote somebody on the record? If you're going to run a story like that, don't you want attribution? Shouldn't they stand up and speak their mind?
Well, and I think I don't think this is that difficult a decision. Generally, TV networks carry the president when he goes into the Oval Office.
Well, this is CNN expressing their bias again, in my opinion.
Well, if they're not going to carry it, or just by allowing the executive to remain anonymous.
Saying that if we give him the time, he'll deliver a fact-free screed. Come on.
Well, that's one individual.
Suppose he did deliver a fact-free screed. You think that nobody would come on and analyze
CNN's it? That's CNN's view on this.
This is supposedly this anonymous TV executive, who could have been, for all we know, a CNN vice president.
Or Jake Tapper just making it up.
Or it could be Jake Tapper making it up. But, all right, the president has said he thinks there's a problem. He wants to address the nation. Of course, the Democrats have asked for equal time. And I suppose that's fair, although there is no longer any requirement for equal time.
Right.
It's a controversial issue. I think probably you'd be wise to give them equal time. But, so what's the point? The president gets 10 minutes to make his case, and the Democrats get 10 minutes to tear it apart. Are we any further ahead than we were 20 minutes ago?
Well, you'll find out tonight which networks carry the president and which ones don't. It's always been kind of a bipartisan. Like here at WKOK, we generally don't carry the add-on products. We started this during the Obama administration.
Add-on products?
Well, yeah. We know we're going to carry the State of the Union, so when that comes up soon, we'll carry that on WKOK at night. News conferences at night, Oval Office speeches that are based on policy outreach, not emergency declarations or things like that. We have not carried them on WKOK for a while, and that partially was because President Obama did it regularly, and so we thought, okay, well, if it's an important, critical announcement about a major change in U.S. policy, or launching a war or stopping a war or something like that, we would do that. Of course, he is saying that this is a state of emergency, so
The government's partially shut down,
but the TVs are going to carry him tonight, so. At least CBS TVs gave us the advisory that we can pick up on the audio if we chose to.
So you are, they are going to carry it, but you are not. Okay.
Right. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about who's carrying the president and who is not. Than, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning. Joe, are you questioning that our president occasionally stretches the truth a bit?
No, I'm just saying that I don't think an anonymous a network executive is the proper quotation without attribution. If he feels that way, why doesn't he say he feels that way?
That leads into the
fake news accusation. It plays into the president's, his view of things.
Actually, what I see it doing is what you're talking about is feeding into fake news. The other day, and this seems to me to be the worst possible thing, although it's not, he told the troops, he stood in front of the troops and said, "You haven't had a raise for 10 years, and I'm raising your pay by 10%. Do you know that?
Didn't see that, no.
No, you didn't, because that was on, let's say, the legitimate network. And that is what he said. In the first place, that's not true, and it's not true, either piece of that. That's not the way the raises happen. He made it up. And oftentimes, some of us think it's better to tell, just not report things that are just stupidly made up. And this is one of them. There are many. But that's one that really bothered me. That's one where, in front of an audience who knew that it was not true, he said, "We've done this." Now, don't you think that that is a ridiculous thing for a president to do?
Are they getting a raise?
Of course, they get the regular raise. It's not the way it works, Joe. If you followed real news instead of fake news,
I'm just asking, did he lie? Did he lie about them getting a salary increase? Did he lie about that? Are they getting a salary increase?
They don't do it that way, Joe. They have a different way of raising the salaries and so forth. in first place, it's on a regular basis, as I understand. I really don't know the dynamics, but it's raised on a regular basis, and it's a certain amount. And Trump absolutely lied, and now you're defending his lie. That's
no,
why
I'm not
some
defending.
Of us think maybe he should not be all the time touted on TV as such a wonderful maker of goodness.
Well, I was looking here, and I missed that story, but I see here, Fox News headline, Trump misleads about military pay raises during a visit to Iraq. So how does that tie in? How does that tie in?
I mentioned it briefly.
Well, it's right here on their website.
It's buried.
Okay.
It's not buried.
It is, too.
But for some reason, you didn't know that.
I didn't follow that story. I don't catch every single item on the news. Sorry.
Do you sometimes notice that the Trump man's tell something that's not true?
Yes. I've never defended his character. Have you ever heard me defend his character on this program?
You defend his about how wonderful he is.
I don't defend that.
All of the things that he has done.
He has done quite a few good things, whether you like it or not. I mean, you obviously are suffering from a mild case of Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, brother.
Joe, would you please stop doing that? That is so juvenile that we don't need that.
Oh, I see. Well, forgive me, Than. Not that you would ever do anything like that.
Well, of course not. I would never make fun of you, Joe.
No, not for
no,
a minute.
No, what I'm saying, Joe, and this is, I realize you and I differ, but one of the things that I think you should look up is what he actually accomplishes as opposed to what he says he does. That's kind of an interesting spread. If you look at it that way.
Well, I think any president falls into that category. Barack Obama's taken a lot of credit for things he didn't really do either.
Let's go back and attack the last group. I was not happy with everything Obama did, but actually, for the most part, he did not lie. He made a mistake, which was rather serious, when he said, you can keep your doctor. Then
Congress, so that's not a lie.
What?
That wasn't a lie.
What was it?
Well, you said it was a serious mistake. It sounds like a lie to me. If I tell you can do something, then you can't.
I'll tell you something else. When Mark says, I lied, it's not 8:30. That's not a lie. That is
That's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
That's also typical.
But it's also a lie. If I tell you it's 5:30 and it's not, that's a lie.
No, a misstatement that is meant to mislead is a lie. A misstatement that is a mistake is something most of us do at least 7 times a day.
Now we're quibbling
and
over semantics.
Apologize. And what?
Now we're quibbling over semantics.
Look at your...
Right, and our producer says, according to the militarypaydefense.gov, the military gets an annual raise every January 1st.
Yeah, not because Trump decided to do something that he implied Obama would not do, which is give a raise. Well, Obama is not the one who gave the raise, nor is Trump. But for some reason, people seem to fall for this.
I don't think anybody fell for it, then.
I am a stable genius and the only one to be able to solve this. It appears to me that people go around saying, well, that's true. He's the genius. Well, I don't find him that way.
Well, right, we'll find out.
Thank you so much, Than.
Thanks, Than.
I hope we do.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk to the talk show. We got two callers waiting. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
You know, if you, I don't know if you took advantage of watching the Ken Burns documentary about the Vietnam War, but he made a pretty clear case that the government, and in particular Kennedy and Johnson, and I believe even Nixon, flat out lied to the American people about the war, the status of the war, and what we were doing there. Just flat out lied to us. There's just no two ways about it. They flat out looked us in the eye and lied. And I'm sure they couched that in the belief that they were doing the right thing. But there is no question but that they deliberately deceived the American people. And of course we know that Nixon lied about his involvement in Watergate. And I know that President Obama was named by the liberal media the liar of the year over the massive deception he engaged in with regards to getting his health insurance bill passed, sometimes called Obamacare. Of course, he also came on television, looked us all in the eye, and lied that the government wasn't spying on us. They were. And he flat out lied to us. So what's my point in this chronicling? I believe that presidents routinely engage in deceptive language, in speechcraft, and sometimes they flat out lie to us. I do believe that's true. That one of them is now being held accountable fascinates me, because we, as a country, we know, intelligent people know, that this is the soup du jour, the way the game is played. So why then suddenly are we so aghast when someone makes statements that aren't true? I don't follow it, because it appears to me like this lying to the American people is okay as long as it's lying to get what you want.
Yeah, but I think there's probably a difference. There must have been some things that Nixon and those other presidents said that was true, but really much of what President Trump says is not true.
Oh, come on.
And now, Mark, have you actually done a scientific account of this, or are you just projecting your beliefs?
He's projecting his beliefs.
I'm expressing the obvious.
Well, I think that we should, first of all, many's the politician, when a bill gets passed, takes credit for it. So listening to what the previous caller was talking about, he didn't do it. This is what seemed to have upset him, that he, President Trump, didn't do it. Well, typically, the president gets credit, no matter who they are, for legislation that gets passed during their term. Isn't that true?
Yep.
Whether they personally wrote a check, whether they personally took this action, is not germane to the argument that typically when they're in office, for example, FDR, he did not do Social Security, but he's often credited
caller
with creating Social Security.
Right.
So let's just be rational in the conversation. First of all, and let's all agree that it's pretty fair to say that politicians lie to us, often telling us what we want to hear, even though it's not grounded in facts.
Fair enough.
All right, I got to stop you there. Thank you so much. Steve, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting.
Well, I certainly enjoyed that previous caller, Cindy, telling us that, yes, Trump lies. She finally came around. It's nice to hear a right-winger finally admit that Trump is a liar.
I think she's a free thinker, not a right-winger.
Yeah, whatever. And then she follows that up by saying, but it's okay. He's a liar, but it's okay. The caller before Cindy, talking about the military pay raise, yeah, I'm looking here in this morning's newspaper, and it says very plainly, as Trump was speaking to the troops, talking about a 10% raise, it says they knew immediately that it had not been 10 years since they received a raise. Let's face it, presidents and many government leaders will shade the truth, as Cindy said, speechcraft, deceptive language, etc. But this guy just lies the way other people breathe. You know, tonight he's going to go on television and he's going to tell us there's a terrible emergency at the southern border. And he's going to probably talk about all the terrorists. He has, he's had his Secretary of Homeland Security tell us 3,000 terrorists crossing the border. He's had his press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, tell us 3,000 to 4,000 terrorists crossing the border. He had Vice President Mike Pence telling us 10 terrorists a day. And so today it comes out the truth that in the whole first half of last year, six terrorists were stopped at the border.
Whose truth is that, by the way?
At the southern border.
Whose truth is that? That six.
That truth? Okay, let's see. Let me see who. Oh, yes. That came from Customs and Border Protection. That's a part of Trump's administration. That was not Fox News. That was not The Blaze. That was not Axios. That came from Customs and Border Protection. Six immigrants, six suspected terrorists.
Steve, call us back and we'll wrap this up.
So that's per day. So over per day, you could wind up with miles.
No, not per day.
Hold on, Steve. You'll have to hold through the break. Hold on, buddy.
That was in the whole
Hold on. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is with me. Mr. Rob Setters on the other side of the glass. He is literally clackety-clacking right now. Mr. Matt Catrillo in the newsroom. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. We want you to know they sell Ford cars and trucks. Great big trucks. Great big semis. Great big pick-em-up trucks. They got F-350s, 450s, 650 as the dual axles in the back, and you can put a dump body on it, and it's got double cabs, so you can haul the whole crew around.
In case you want to dump bodies?
Right, I guess. Whatever you need to do, it can do. You can also buy a little tiny smart car. They still got a couple of the Ford Focuses up there, the Foci, and some of the smaller Fords are there. Now, Ford's going to hone in on some of their best-selling vehicles and sort of jettison off some of the smaller vehicles that they don't sell as many of. But you'll still be able to tool around in a Taurus. You're still going to be able to buy a Ford F-150. The vans will still be there, and it's going to be a great line. Hyundai, of course, the Sonata is one of the biggest selling Sonatas there, Hyundais in the world. They got a wide range of vehicles from sporty small to comfortable all-wheel drive minivans, all-wheel drive. You know, you don't think much about it until a day like today when you got crackly ice all over the street. Then you think, oh, that four-wheel drive is going to really help out. Kia, of course, sporty vehicles. See Austin and Ernie and the rest of the crew. There's a whole crew over at the Routes 11 and 15 location, the Kia dealership. And Lincoln Cars and trucks, the Navigator, the MKZ, a wide range of sizes of the trucks and the cars are available. And soon the Ford Ranger is going to be coming back out. So I'll tell you what, Sunbury Motor Company is the go-to for you. If you have a vehicle in your near future, give them a try. If you haven't already, give the Sunbury Motor Company a try. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. In the news, Route 15 slow in both directions, but getting by around an accident at the intersection of River Road and Route 15 in East Buffalo Township, Union County. Accident involves a tractor trailer. Heavy damaged after it went off the road. Took out a power line at the intersection with River Road. But again, traffic getting by slowly. We don't have an injury report from there, so we'll keep you posted about that. In Sunbury, an active community leader and former Sunbury Rotary Club president is running for city council. Victoria Rosencrantz announced she's running for council on the Democratic ticket. Says she got her interest in politics after working with some of the local, civic, and business organizations. She wants city government to focus on public safety infrastructure and the delivery of necessary services. In Langhorne, PA, a long-running dispute over a Pennsylvania school district's Redskins nickname for its sports team has been taken up by a state commission. The state Human Relations Commission attorney Lisa Knight argues the Bucks County District wouldn't use a nickname based on any other racial group, so they shouldn't use the current Redskins nickname either. Philly.com reports Neshaminy's attorney Craig Ginsburg argues that students aren't offended by the nickname and that it's been in use for 60 years. The dispute dates back to 2013 when the Human Relations Commission received a complaint when they consulted in the commission filing its own charge, which accused Neshaminy of violating the state human relations law. In 2013, the school student newspaper moved to ban the word Redskins from its publication. If the hearings result in a finding of discrimination, the commission could order the district to change its nickname. Now, we've talked about this before. I've always said that it's a good idea to change things like names of, you know, disparaging names about racial groups, but I don't think it should be a requirement. You know, if they want to call themselves that and they know that it carries certain kind of weight, but I'm sure everybody who's playing under the name Redskins and everybody who plays them, it's like Shikellamy Brave or Shamokin Indian. It's just a nickname. You know,
right.
It doesn't significant.
Well,
signify
I think
anything.
What's interesting here is they're threatening them with action for something that was done long before it was a crime. I mean, they've had that name for 60
years.
Well, they're
not talking about punishing them.
Yes, they are. They're ordering them to...
Now, they've forced the district to change the name. They're not going to punish them.
That's a punishment.
They have to do 2 years.
I'm sorry. That's a punishment.
No, they don't. They don't get detention or anything for sticking with the Redskins. All right.
Well, now stop and think a minute. They obviously have a cost involved in making any kind of a change from their mascot.
Oh, that's a punishment.
That's right.
The hidden cost. All right. Well, yeah, that's true. Everything. A lot of guidelines have hidden costs. Another unfunded mandate.
I'm sure they didn't switch from the Crusaders to the Riverhawks cost free.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, like I said, I don't think they should be required to change it. I think they should want to change it. If they don't want to change it, that says something about them, less so about the name itself. All right, 1-800-795.
I think they should change when and if the Washington Redskins change.
Okay. And that will be, what, a cold
when
day? A cold day.
Hell freezes
okay.
over.
Okay. All right, the toll free line is open, 1-800-795-95.
Yes, I see Steve is back.
Right. He's still there, and he's coming in next week to give it to you in person, too.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because he told us 6 a crossing a day. That's 2,190 a year. Terrace.
1-800-795-9565 is the number. Steve redialed. Thank you, sir. You're on the mark.
You know, I got to hand it to Joe. he claims that, he's not a big supporter of Donald Trump, and then he takes my words, and he just totally misrepresents them. Joe, I never said 6 terrorists a day.
I know, I'm kidding
that
you.
That is incorrect.
I'm kidding
You're
you.
Kidding.
Okay.
Well, see, Joe, now, you know, I can't see that little smile on your face.
It's a smirk.
No, you're kidding.
It's not a smirk.
Oh, golly, Ned. Anyway.
I'm practicing not to be president of the United States, Steve.
That's true. Anyway, so Donald Trump's going to go on tonight and... let's just see how many falsehoods and misrepresentations come out of his mouth. There is no emergency at America's southern border. This whole thing with a wall it's a political promise that he made to his supporters, and now this is what's really scary. Because he cannot make a deal with the Democrats, he thinks he now can just dip his hand into the Treasury and pull $25 billion out based on a made-up national emergency and get his wall built.
But, Steve, it's the president's determination as to whether or not an emergency exists. That's fairly well-settled law in the United States. And even the Washington Post this morning printed a story about how he might be able to take the money legitimately from several funds.
That may be, and I also have read stories that there are going to be court cases left and right if he makes the effort to do this. I've also read that this whole national emergency thing is really based on a whether it's a, if it's a military national emergency. I don't believe that a but I haven't read up on it. I don't believe that a president can willy-nilly say, I think there is a national emergency, and so I'm going to dip into the Treasury for $25 billion.
I don't think he was going to take that entire amount. I think he was looking for the $5 billion that the Democrats won't give him.
Well,
because the Post story was talking about, I think in one fund there's $10 billion that he could take. In another one, there's maybe $5 billion, I think it is. So there are funds there that have been put aside for other purposes that could be switched over if the president declares an emergency.
I thought this was the guy who came into office as the deal maker, the world's greatest
right.
deal maker.
How do you make a deal with somebody, Steve, when they say, no, we won't give you anything? How do you deal?
How do you do that? Well, you know, Joe, that's the beginning. That's what negotiations are all about. And see, Donald Trump has never realized that. To him, a deal has always been my way or no way.
Well, isn't that what the Democrats are saying to him? We won't give you 1 cent, not 1 cent. That doesn't sound like they're being flexible and willing to deal. Be fair about it.
Fair means you sit down and you kick around all the different options. One option that has been kicked around is to include the Dreamers, the DACA issue, in any kind of a discussion. Another deal would be, let's see your plans, Mr. Trump. Don't just say $5 billion for a wall. What do you mean by a wall? What is it going to look like? What kind of...
But he's outlined that, Steve. You know, he tried to do that with the Homeland Security Director, giving a briefing through which Chuck Schumer said to Nancy Pelosi, interrupt her. So he sent that letter out to every member of Congress explaining what he wanted to do, and now he's going to give a speech about it. It's not all that. $800 million for humanitarian aid is part of that.
I'll have to find that letter and read it. All I'm saying is, my bottom line is, number one, there is no emergency. That's what I believe, and I also believe that for a president to... I don't care where the money comes from, Joe. I mean, my goodness, now I sound like the anti-foreign aid people, but I can certainly think of better uses for $5 billion than addressing some made-up issue that Trump is trying to get through just to help his reelection purposes.
Did you happen to see President Obama's border security guy on TV this morning, where he says President Trump's absolutely right? That there is an emergency on the southern border, and it does need to be dealt with. I mean, this isn't all partisan.
Where what show was that? I missed.
Well, and you can trot out experts on the other side
sure.
of the issue.
Yeah, you can. I mean, that's my point. It isn't so much who said what. It's the fact that there is a legitimate disagreement about this. Even the Democrats, when they were showing pictures of the children in cages, which came from the Obama administration, were saying there was a humanitarian emergency on the southern border.
Well, that humanitarian is one thing. But as I said, this figure that I threw out there, this came right from the Customs and Border Protection Agency. 6 suspected terrorists in the entire first half of 2018. That's no emergency.
But how many illegal crossings were there? That is an emergency. Illegal crossings is certainly an emergency, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how many, Joe. You know, according to Trump, we were getting 3,000, 4,000 terrorists. I don't know, you know, are we getting, how many illegal crossings are we getting?
Steve, let's suppose you get 6 terrorists a year, right? Is that the rate, or would it be 12 a year if it continued at the same rate?
That's what CBP, that's what the...
Okay.
Agency reported.
All right, so 12 a year. In 18 months, you'd have enough to do the 9/11 attacks again. I think they had 20 in the U.S., right? Yeah, 19 or 20 in the U.S. So in 18 months, you'd have enough in the U.S. so that they could do a coordinated attack like 9/11.
That isn't even 6 that got in. That's six that were apprehended.
So how many got in? How many got in?
So you're saying it would take 2 years?
No, I'm sure you're going to tell me.
No, I'm just saying if they caught six, let's assume that the catch to success ratio is not in the favor of the government.
Well, no, you know what happens when you assume. you cannot assume.
The Dems will catch you, Joe.
We've all learned that.
All right, we got you, Steve. Thank you so much for the analysis.
Thanks a lot.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Really appreciate it. All right, 1-800-795-9565, the telephone number, two emails pending. I bet there's text, too, because, Mr. Stan's got these fabulous thumbs that are very informed. The rest of his head is too, but his thumbs are very knowledgeable, so we appreciate that. We're going to read those on the radio very shortly. We have two emails pending, but we got open phones, so let's reiterate the phone number, and then we'll take a quick break. We got the Sunbury Motor Company as our main sponsor, and the toll-free line is sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December, those are the months of the year. What's with making resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
All right, welcome on board, sir, everybody. Thanks for joining, and welcome on board, sir, too. Thank you.
Thank you
for coming in. 45 minutes in, I should say welcome. We thank everybody for joining us. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar. Joe McGranahan, superlative. Mr. Rob Center, fabulous. And we appreciate everybody putting in their hard work today for the show. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are intertwining the important three elements of government today. One, the government shutdown, the impasse between Democrats and the president. Two, the border wall, whether or not it would help us or would be of some assistance. Homeland security is sort of the current asterisk part of that conversation. And three, the president's got remarks tonight. So we've talked about presidents lying, which apparently Obama, Bush, Clinton, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Roosevelt, these are the ones that we know have been lying to the nation about various topics.
Well, you can go back to Polk and Fillmore. And
one texter points out one of President Obama's lies.
Says, Obama's statements about keeping doctor and health care plan was not a misstatement. It was a bold-faced lie because he knew that wasn't the truth. Remember, we were all told how smart he is, so he knew exactly what was going to happen when Obamacare was enacted.
And this?
As I understand, there have been independent studies of how many times presidents of the United States lie. Isn't it a shame that we actually have to fact check on our president?
All right, Rick, what's your view on all of this? We're talking about border wall shutdown and presidential misstatements. Truths, or lies. Anyway, go ahead.
Hello? Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
All right, and you?
Good. I'm surprised you guys had time to take the call going through all the past president's lies.
Well, we're just mentioning their names. We're not mentioning the lies, although President Obama just got called out.
Not enough time in the day, huh?
Right.
But I just wanted to call. I mean, I hear both sides of it. I'm not partisan. I have no interest in, you know, the Democrats or the Republicans. I personally think the wall is probably a trivial waste of money. And, you know, I think slowing down this vote and not giving them the $5 billion is probably even a bigger waste of money. In the grand scheme of things, it's an arbitrary amount. But it's just so amazing to me that you have, you know, so many of these intelligent elected officials sitting there, and they don't. I mean, it's very clear that this is just treating a symptom. You know what I mean? Like building walls, the entire process, the Democratic fears that we're not, you know, providing substantial care to migrants on the border, the Republican fear that we're allowing murderers and criminals to enter the country illegally. Like, I mean, these are clearly symptoms. No one ever asked the question, you know, why are they coming here? If someone showed up at my house at the middle of the night, 10 o'clock at night, and, you know, said I need a place to stay, my first question would be why? You know, why are you leaving Honduras? Why are you leaving Nicaragua? Why does that never come up?
I think it has come up, Rick. I mean, that supposedly they're coming to the border claiming that they want asylum. Others will frankly admit that they're coming because economic conditions in their own country aren't to their liking.
But why?
Well, there's work here for them.
I ask that question myself, considering all the money we spend in foreign aid, and we should be getting a better result out of these countries.
It's very well documented. I mean, if you look at, you know, certainly alternative news sources from the EU or, you know, most of the rest of the world, they have a very clear picture. I mean, you know, there's at least 17 very well documented instances of U.S., you know, regime change in South America. Honduras was just 2009. You know, they came out and admitted that. They admitted in 2009 that, you know, we funded the coup that upended their leadership. And that was definitely not the best move for the country, but that was in the best interest of the U.S. domestic policy. You know, same thing in Nicaragua, same thing in, you know, Venezuela. The oil-richest country in the world is Venezuela. Yet they're all poor because the U.S. refuses to do business with anybody that buys their oil. The largest oil subsidies in the world are Venezuelan. And now you've got, you know, Bolton down there talking to Bolsonaro in Brazil trying to lead a coup against Maduro in Venezuela. And the judges that are standing up against them are getting expatted to the U.S. Now, why would the U.S. take Venezuelan Supreme Court justices under their wing unless, you know, we were supporting regime change? You know, we all agree these countries are in disarray, and economically they can't support themselves, and they have gangs and drugs running through there. But, you know, we ran Iran-Contra. You know, that was us funneling the drugs from Nicaragua. We certainly didn't care about their citizens. You know, this is going to be us that uproots the Venezuelan government. You know, we can act like this is just some random chance that all these countries rich in natural resources are so poor and struggling with violence, and, you know, we don't know why. We just can't figure it out. To our north, we have a very well-suited Canada, but to our south, we have, you know, places rich in oil and gold and rubber and, you know, copper and tin and some of the most valuable resources on earth, but they can't just seem to hold it together. It's just, I don't know, it seems like we all hit that point where we're treating symptoms. We want to stop the poor migrants coming in, or we're, you know, we're sending aid to clean up a portion of the mess that we made, but all we have to do is stay out of it. If we just stay out of it, they have the resources to fully support themselves.
So that's the answer, the start of the answer to my last question for you. What should we do?
Stay out of it.
Oh, yeah, very simply, remove ourselves. I mean, if there's free trade, true free trade, and we don't put in proxy regimes that are willing to trade these products to a discount to the U.S., they'll get full market value for it, and they'll be substantially wealthier than, you know, the Saudi Arabians, who have taken good control of their oil subsidies. If you allowed the Venezuelans to do the same and didn't put, you know, blockades on their exports, yeah, they would flourish overnight. They could burn money.
Well, it was former Secretary of State John Foster Dulles under the Eisenhower administration who urged the Arabs to band together to form OPEC.
Well, yeah, because it was in their best interest.
Right.
And, you know, we never had the same mentality towards the Venezuelans. But the Venezuelans have more oil than the Iraqis, the Kuwaitis, the Saudis, you know. But all we ever see is pictures of them living in hovel, you know, trying to piece together meals every
day. So what should
we
do
about... And they say it's a failed act of socialism.
What we should do about somebody coming in from El Salvador or Honduras?
Well, don't overthrow their leadership in 2009, and Honduras probably would have been better for it.
Well, let's.
And I didn't hear your other one, El Salvador.
Yeah.
But Rick, let's face it: you've got to treat the symptoms in any disease, because the symptoms are problems too. So, I mean, there may be what's making you uncomfortable or what's causing you a problem. The underlying disease needs to be treated. I agree with you, but we still have to deal with the symptoms.
Yes, I mean the symptoms are coming home to roost. You mentioned El Salvador. We helped back the regime change there. That killed 75,000 people from 81 to 92. Like I said, there are 17 very well documented. I can't cite the book. I forget where it is. But it's all common. You can look this stuff up. You can Google it. I mean, there's 17 very well documented instances in the last century of U.S. regime change or coup, you know, backing some sort of proxy government in many, many South American countries. And it, you know, and now we're all surprised. It's like these people are coming here and asking for resources. And on one side, you have people saying, you know, they don't deserve the aid, we're not helping them, this is their problem. On the other side, you have people saying, you know, we need to let them in, we need to provide them a good quality of life here. Neither are the case. Just stay out of their domestic policies. Stop propping up false leadership, stop instilling dictators, and overnight, things will improve.
All right.
You know, remove the financial limitations, and they'll be wealthy.
All right, thank you so much for calling in, Rick. I appreciate that. Food for thought. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry for the rant. I appreciate the time, guys.
No, hey, we appreciate your calling. Thanks.
Rants are us. This is what we're
That's
for.
That's right.
We're all about it. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We appreciate you listening today. If you want to call in and give your two cents about, let's see, we talked about the military pay raise, government shutdown, the president's inability to tell the truth under many, many circumstances, as opposed to previous presidents who have not told the truth under a few circumstances. We'd love your opinion. 1-800-795-9565. We did talk about the military pay raise. One of our listeners sends us this note.
They say, Trump told the military he spoke to in Iraq that he had given them the biggest pay raise they ever got, 10%, and that they didn't have to pay, hadn't had a pay raise in years. They will be getting the usual pay raise of about 2.8%. He will glorify his own achievements around the clock, as most narcissists do. But we looked it up, and President Obama cut they got substantially less than
I don't think the president has anything to do with it. It says the annual military pay raises are linked to the increase in private sector wages as measured by the employee cost index. In the 1990s, the annual military pay raise was capped at 0.5% below private sector growth unless specifically granted a larger increase by Congress. So we don't know if the Congress did this, but in any event, the pay raises peaked under George W. Bush and then plummeted under the Obama administration and are now creeping their way back up. And by what I mean by that was 3.5%, 3.9%, and 3.4% at the conclusion of the Bush administration, and then 1.4%, 1.6%, 1.1%, 1.0%, 1.0%, 1.3% during President Obama's administration, then 2.1%, and now 2.4%
well,
this
year. Well, you
missed
that 1 year. It was 1.7% under Obama.
Okay.
You skipped over that one.
Well, that was not quite as critical. So,
okay.
Anyway, and then President Trump's...
The devil with those details.
But again, Congress has an impact on this, but the president has no impact on this. So, you know, all of this... And certainly the president misspoke when he said that they hadn't gotten a pay raise in 10 years.
I think he lied.
Well, he lied. Okay.
Either that or he's ignorant. I mean, which gives you greater comfort, that the president lies or the president doesn't know? Does either one give you any comfort? You feel morally superior
really
about either one of those?
Nothing President Trump does bring me comfort.
Okay. Nothing. You don't feel more secure at night knowing that he is concerned about protecting our borders and strengthening our military? That doesn't make you feel any better.
Maybe a little. I'm really
trying
to
like
think.
Nancy Pelosi. Will you give him a dollar for the wall? Yeah, I'll give him a dollar.
We just need 5 billion people around the world to give him money for the wall. Nothing he does really comforts me. I don't think he's really having an impact on the up and down on Wall Street. You know, he reacts to it, but I don't think he's impacting it.
You don't think his policies... I mean, the Democrats on one hand are saying he's cut back on our regulations, he's destroying our air,
Water. Literally list all weekend bad things that he's done.
Well, if you're of that view, but those regulations being released or rolled back have resulted in increased employment opportunities and companies spending more money to hire people.
First of all, at what cost? Who pays for this? Okay,
question.
So if you know, you relax mercury regulations on the coal industry, as though that has no impact on the environment or individuals.
It does. Certainly it does. But don't you think it's a trade-off between that and trying to have people employed?
Well, but I think people pay the real cost. You know, we talk about when the tariffs were a hot topic. Who are the fabulous Republicans? Koch brothers are anti-Trump, and they talked about the fact that in the end, U.S. citizens will pay thousands of dollars in extra costs borne by individuals in the economy, farmers and some other individuals.
Under tariffs.
But collectively, yeah, because the tariffs will cost us this much, but that farmers will do the bulk of it. So, you know, for that reason, the tariffs could be viewed as negative. But, you know, you and I know smart people who say the tariffs, like Professor Rosu when he was here, and other people say that the tariffs are long overdue, and this is a hardline stance that we have to take. It's like a trade war. So, and the president is allowing these peace talks to go on with China. So that's 100% good. Or not peace talks.
Trade talks.
Trade talks. Thank you.
But in the meantime,
that's 100%. There's no downside to
and
that.
And look at the threatening of Kim Jong-un, where everybody said, oh, he's calling him Little Rocket Man. It's going to lead us into war. He's going to get us into war.
Yeah, I said
that's kind of been quiet, hasn't it?
Well, yeah,
Kim Jong-un is in China meeting with the Chinese president, and they're talking about possibly having the disarmament talks take place there. You know, there are some positive things. I mean, I don't like President Trump as a human being. I think he leaves a lot to be desired. I don't think he gets the full impact of some of what he says or does.
There's 28 positive things about the president, and there's 350 negatives.
So. I would hold you to give me the 350 negatives and the 28 positives, but we'd run out of time.
Well, what we're going to do is from now on, I'll keep a list of the president's negatives and positives. Why not?
You are a list keeper, aren't you?
Keep a list, yes. You know I like my checklist. So checklist says 9:35, take a quick break. So let's do that. We got Dan on standby, but he's made it clear in the past that go ahead and do what you got to do and then come to me. So we're going to take him up on that. If somebody wants to join him in queue, 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. Our show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, please call us, 1-800-795-9565. A number well-worn onto the keypad of Dan's phone, which we're grateful for that. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, on the military raise, I had two people I know were home right before Christmas on military leave, and the way they understand it, yeah, they get a supposed to be a cost of living increase every year, but this 10% was supposed to be a real over and above raise, a true raise, you know, that would increase the whole
like a merit raise
of everybody.
Yeah, not just a cost of living.
Yeah, not just the cost of living is the way they understood it. They didn't get it yet. It didn't go through all the places yet, but that's the way they understood it. So, but got gentlemen were talking about liars, you know, and as far as I know, there was only one person that ever lived that never told a lie, and the establishment tried to make him into a liar and hung him on a cross and crucified him because they thought he was a liar. He said he was going to be a king. And so all of us are guilty of lying, and none of us can really point the finger at another. Although the one president that I really liked him was Jimmy Carter, and he told us he would never lie to us. So I don't know. Maybe he's the only president besides George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
I'm sorry, he lied. He lied about the meetings at Camp David. He lied because he had to protect the ongoing negotiations. But he did lie to the media. He lied to the people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it was for a good purpose. I mean, I'll give President Carter that. I don't think he just came out right and lied generally.
Well, I think President Trump was lying for a good purpose in his view. I just think there's a lot of people who disagree.
But there's so many of his misstatements of fact that it's hard to say they're all inadvertent.
But, you know, I just wanted to correct the one gentleman that called first this morning. You know, they want to make him worse than he really is, and he don't need any help in that area. People want to make him look worse, and you know, maybe it wasn't a, it wasn't a lie. Maybe it was, you know, he really is going to get 10%, but it has to be approved. But all these people want to jump on and make him a lot worse than he really is because they think he's so despicable, we shouldn't have voted for him. And they look at us as almost despicable because we were dumb enough to vote for him. So they kind of put us in a category. If we'd have been just a little bit smarter and a little more elite, we would have never voted for President Trump.
I always like the way Bugs Bunny said that. You're despicable.
Yeah, but I think that's how it's looked at. You know, to me, I'm thinking he's, like you say, despite of what he says sometimes, I think he's doing a great job of leading the country.
What do you think about what started us out this morning? The CNN story about the alleged, and I will use that word advisedly, network executive who said if we let the president on, if we give him that time, he'll deliver a fact-free screed.
You're right. And how, you know, that's up to an individual to figure out what's fact-free and what isn't. And CNN, MSNBC, after a while, they didn't put one Trump rally on TV at all. They took them all off, and so did Fox.
Well, I don't know. I can't get past Joe Scarborough's hair. It looks like some sort of a joke.
And, you know, at first, people thought he was going to present facts instead of propaganda on Trump. And he's as bad or worse than the rest of them with his propaganda machine.
Yeah. All right, we got you.
Okay.
Got another call coming
guys.
In, Dan.
Hey, good talking with you.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our listeners sends us a note, says, good morning. Even Vice President Pence this morning on Good Morning America admitted that the president lies about the border problem. Well, I bet he didn't say
that. No, I don't think he did.
Anyway, but Americans don't care about politics, LOL.
And the other three letters that would seem to indicate that this may be tongue-in-cheek.
I saw a tiny excerpt of Pence on there, but he was really backing up the president, saying it's a crisis. Now, he said there's thousands of terrorists crossing the border, which obviously that's not true, but the vice president, of course, is going to back up his president.
Could eventually wind up to 1,000.
No, six a year. Come on. Quit conflating
the
numbers.
It was six every 6 months, wasn't it?
Right.
Since the start of the year, wasn't it?
Which, as I told you before, I'm not deathly opposed to the border wall as a Homeland Security measure.
But how many snuck in that they weren't able to identify? That's the problem.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We want to stack up the calls. Al's in line. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Anyways, I'm jotting things down again.
Oh, boy.
And he made campaign promises, and sometimes, you know, you can't make all your campaign promises, but if you try, I don't really call it a lie. I mean, if you try
promise.
And fail, he tried to do it. It was a campaign promise.
It's
and
just
all
a broken promise,
and,
then.
You know, you got to be long to promise and short to keep it. That's an old saying, long to promise and short to keep.
Don't believe I ever heard that one.
Well, that means you don't promise very often, and when you do, you get that promise taken care of right away.
That ain't the way I heard it. It used to be under promise, over perform.
Well, that's when you go to work.
That's the area the other painters.
One's for, the other one's for the family.
I see.
That's the area painting contractors. That's what they do. Promise a little and do perform a
no,
lot.
No, we do the impossible stuff first, and we save the difficult till last.
Okay.
And let's see. The next thing President Trump will probably do is
the
closure
border wall,
of the borders.
President's
with the
lies.
Army. Yeah.
Government
shutdown. President Trump.
Military
pay.
He's
probably going to close the borders tonight, and then we'll find out. And then I think it would be all right if we protect our borders the way we help protect other nations' borders. And we do use the armed services to protect other people's borders, to cut the flow down in the
Yeah, supposedly.
Over the Mid-East.
I wish I could remember it, but we have enough problems in
Latin America. Why are we all over in the Mid-East?
Supposedly,
we should be down in Latin America.
Al, supposedly there was a foreign aid package that we sent to some country, and I can't remember what country. I wish I could. And they're using it to build a wall.
Of course. And then the main thing is, we can't handle the truth, or you can't handle the truth. And we all know what the truth and the light is, and that's Jesus, our Savior. And if we all straightened up and acted that way, probably be a lot, you know, it'd be utopia. But anyways, I like that movie where they say you can't handle the truth. And then on the other side of this paper, I got President Trump said he, during the campaign, that he wasn't going to broadcast to us what our Army, Navy, or Air Force and everything was going to do. And it shouldn't be broadcasted. It should be a great big surprise. Not like after 9/11, we told them a month ahead of time we were coming. You know what I mean? That's not a surprise.
But they didn't know which day.
Well, yeah, bull. That's all right. But we always got to be ready for our Lord. Hey, how about that? I can get these bad guys and the good guys all involved because, you know, it's only good and evil.
Gotcha.
And you got to pick your sides, people.
Okay.
Because it's turbulent times.
Thank you so much, Al. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. Bye.
Appreciate that.
The Golden Globe Awards, you have an actor thanking Satan for the inspiration to play Dick Cheney.
Oh. That's funny. I didn't hear that.
No, you missed that one, huh?
We're going to take a quick break. We got Paul standing by, so Paul, you stay right there. Don't budge one inch. I want to tell you about a person, Terry. He works out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, and he cares deeply. He's one of the few good men and the great women that work there at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy. Tyler is involved in the ownership of the pharmacies, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, right in the heart of the downtown. And I'll tell you what, he tells the truth all the time, and so he doesn't have to keep track of his lies because he doesn't have any. He super serves his customers by giving them fabulous information. Steve at the Nori Pharmacy exaggerates how fast his BMW can go, but he's here to tell you and that on Duke Street in Northumberland, every piece of information that you get will be helpful, factual information that's verifiable and will help you make important decisions in your pharmaceutical life. Kathy out of the Danville Pharmacy, she's been raised up and honored by the Small Business Development Center and others around town. Mill Street in Danville, right next to the cop stations where she's at now, and she would just love to super serve you there. Jennifer's at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. She's the head pharmacist and is a genius. Smartest woman in the room everywhere she goes and is ultra knowledgeable. And she enjoys that title with Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy. He's another award winner on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Danville Pharmacy, Nori Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, and Trutz Pharmacy, and Shade Mountain Pharmacy are our hometown pharmacies. They sponsor that toll-free line. Stack them up, shut down presidents' ability to tell the truth sometimes, and the border wall, our topics. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We have talked about the border wall, the war on terror, presidents talking about war, presidents telling lies, the shutdown, the border wall, military pay, What else? Is that a good summary? We got open phones. You can
come. The anonymous broadcast executive who has serious questions about putting President Trump on the air tonight.
Okay.
According to CNN.
All right. Jake Tapper had that on yesterday. One of our listeners sent us an email about promises, talking about President Trump's promises. So we'll read that in a moment. But we do have Paul standing by. Paul dialed 1-800-795-9565. And you can still email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. Paul, you're on the mark.
Okay, the reason that people are lied to is to avoid panic and crisis. So that whenever you hear something, you have to decide whether or not it's to avoid a crisis or a panic. For instance, when they gave out the report that we were winning the war in Vietnam, they weren't telling the people that we were getting 58,000 of our own boys killed, because they thought what the statistics would make it look as if we were losing the war, and that the military doesn't believe in retreat. And because of this, they figured that the people will settle down and take a look at it and believe what they want to believe, and they will go with the majority of the believers.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what, did you take notice that on the History Channel they've been running about aliens?
And no, I haven't got that.
Dang it. Okay. One of the things that they brought out was Marcel. Marcel was the captain who told everybody to release that the United States had a flying saucer. And they told him that he was not to release that and tell the people it was a balloon. And then we got into Hangar 51 and we found out that were our SRT-71 supersonic spy plane came into being a reality rather than something that was a figment of somebody's imagination. So lying does serve a purpose. It avoids panic and it also avoids confusion.
But that doesn't always work. Suppose you were in a theater and smoke was filling the room and the President of the United States was standing on the stage and said, "This building is not on fire." Would you believe him? Or would you panic?
Well, did you believe it the time when the Strand Theater had a skeleton that was on the box of a screen and they opened it up and put the skeleton out into the audience?
Oh, I attended that movie. I forget. House on Haunted Hill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, that scared me.
But did you believe it was real?
Well, I did in the Tingler where they put vibrators under the seats. That's long before your time, Mark.
Okay.
So whatever they want you to believe, they will tell you a lie in order to calm down either panic or confusion. And it has worked all the time. And here's something else. If you look up the word war in the dictionary, you will find out every nation is at war. Day after day after day.
With something or other, right? War against inflation, war on poverty, the war against...
A shooting war.
Unanswerable questions. We have a war here, Paul. We're winning.
Some days we are, some days we aren't.
Thank you so much for calling in, sir.
Okay.
Always appreciated. Paul's a great photographer, too. You can look for his photos online. Well, Joe, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Got a big day. Wednesday, open phones. And then we have open phones Thursday. Then open phones Friday. Mr. Ben Reichle will be back. But Taylor Lightman will be heading to Sweden tomorrow. So we'll say goodbye to him.
We'll have to check and see whether or not how many networks carry the president's speech tonight.
Yeah, surf up and down
and
the
you're
channels.
You're not going to reconsider, right? You will not be carrying.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to reconsider. It isn't the kind of speech that we typically carry. It's a very important policy remark, but it's not a change in policy.
True.
He's not mobilizing. You know, the whole nation.
But it's not because you believe he's going to lie for 9 minutes.
No, we carry the State of the Union.
Where he lies for an hour,
pretty
right?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, you can dispute that tomorrow when we take up this topic again tomorrow. You're listening to On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury. WDKOK News, time 10 o'clock. Time for the Dan Patrick Show.